Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, our halacha topic from Ma'id Katan Daf Yud is a very, very important topic, really a Shas topic as well as an important Hilchas Chalamoid topic, and that is the issue of Psik Reisha on Chalamoid. The Gemara on Daf Yud Amid Beis told us that with certain provisions one is allowed to pick up sticks from the ground, even though ultimately if you're going to pick up sticks from the ground, you're going to make the ground ready for planting. Nevertheless, the halacha says that it is permissible if you're only going to pick up the large ones and not the small ones, which would seem to indicate that even if your intention is to use the firewood and not to make the ground usable, nevertheless, it's going to be usur. Question is why? If you read the Gemara carefully, it's quite clear that the reason why it's going to be usur is because it'll appear to people that you're doing malacha on chalamoid that's prohibited. In fact, the Gemara earlier tells us that the general hagdari of the isser is, it all depends on what your das is. Adaite d'tzivi shakil, if his intention is for the branches, it'll be permissible. Adaite da'ara would be usser. Now there is an important machlokes haposkim in regards to how this halacha is formulated in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Tavkuv Lamed Zayin, the Mechaber says, Asa laket etzim min hasadl yaposa l'charisha. It's prohibited to remove wood from the ground to make the ground ready to be plowed. V'im nikar shemechavin l'tzarkai, if it's obvious that his intention is he wants it shetzarech l'etzim, so then in such a case it's going to be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Gra is machmir in this regard. The Gra says that you need two criteria in order for it to be mutter on Chol Moed. Number one is that it has to be obvious to everybody that your intention is for the wood. In this case, that would mean that you're picking up the large pieces of wood and not the small pieces. As well as, says the Gra, that you need, that your intention in your heart of hearts, that you know that you're doing this for the wood and not to make the ground better. So every time we have a potential malach on Chol Moed, we're always going to need to ask ourselves, number one, is your intention to do a malacha, A? And B, is it obvious to people that it's not a malacha? If you can't answer both of those questions in the affirmative, in other words, that it's clear that you're not doing a malacha, and B, your intention is not to do something which is prohibited, for example, charisha, then in such a case, you'll have a problem in Hilchas Chol Moed. But, me'idach gisa, in the other direction, if your intention is not to do a malacha, and it's not obvious that you're doing a malacha, then it could very well be that there's a lot of room to be makel in Hilchas Chol Moed, and in many ways that would be different than Hilchos Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we're going to give a few examples. One example is a case that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal discussed in Shulchan Shlomo Siv Katan Tes on our Simin, in other words, Simin Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin, and that is a case where you have an individual that's doing both. He's cutting off wood from the tree, and his intention is to use it for firewood, but his motivation is also to make the tree better. We said that expressly stated that if the fellow's kavana is le'isur, to prune the tree, then it would be prohibited. What about this case, where it's in between? On the one hand, or it's both, on the one hand he wants the tree to get better, that's the isur, yet his motivation is also to cut off wood for firewood. Shlomo Zalman says that it would be permissible, because, he says, the isur of Chol Moed is fundamentally different than Shabbos and Yom Tov. And this point is echoed to different extremes by almost all the Paiskim. The details, though, sometimes, as we say, the devil is in the details they might argue about. But the Yesod appears here from Rav Shlomo Zalman. It appears in the Chut HaShani from Rav Nissim Karelitz on page Kuf Ayin Zayin in Hilchas Chol Moed. And the Yesod is that the Isser of Chol Moed, and we discussed this in the introduction to Hilchas Chol Moed, whether this is the common position of everybody, but here in the Shulchan Shlomo, he emphasizes that the Isser is an Isser of Tircha. And if the prohibition is a prohibition of Tircha when it comes to Chol HaMoed, if the fellow is being Matriach in a Malacha that it's permissible to be Matriach, and that is because he wants to have firewood for Yom Tov, for Chol HaMoed, then in such a case, it would be permissible for him to use that firewood and to cut off that firewood, even though, and here's the critical point, there is a psik resha that a malacha that is prohibited is being done. Even though it's inevitable that at the same time he's making the tree better. Now in Hilchos Shabbos or in Hilchos Yom Tov, we would not allow such a thing. For example, on Yom Tov, if the fellow is cutting down wood and he's also pruning the tree, in such a case, it would be usur, even though he wants the wood for ochal nefesh. A psik resha would be usur on Yom Tov. But in Hilchas Chol HaMoed, explains Rav Shlomo Zalman, we are the hagdara is a isur tircha, so then in such a case, it would be permissible. The Shailas Uchuvas Ber Moshe takes Rav Shlomo Zalman's yisod and Chedek Zayin Simen Kuf Gimel a step further. Rav Shlomo Zalman left off with a suffix. The Shmiru Shabbos Kehilchasa in Perek Samach Vav Ha'ara Kuf Pei Aleph. Quotes of Shlomo Zalman was mesupak, whether you could take his yisod a step further. And that is the following case. Someone who washes his hands on top of the grass, and the grass thereby is going to be saturated and ultimately be able to grow better, but he could have just as well washed his hands on a different area. He could have washed on the cement. So are you allowed to do it? On the one hand, the fellow is definitely doing a malacha that is a psik resha. He's an enemus kavin. It's not his intention to do a maisa iser. On the other hand, he could have just as well done this malacha on the cement. So do we say that he's not being matriach? He's not doing a malacha of tircha. He has to wash his hands anyhow, and therefore it would be permissible. And it's a enemus kavin, despite the fact that it's a psik resha. Or no, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the whole heter is. So on the other hand, in one hand it's not a malacha of tircha. On the other hand, he could have just as well done it in a different place. And Rav Shlomo Zalman leaves off with a suffix. So this is an important klal. And that is, if you're doing something that is necessary on Yom Tov, and is letzorech Chol HaMoed, and that's the normal way for it to be done, so then in such a case, you don't have to be worried about that at the end, a malacha was done. This seems to be the standard derech hamelech. We did mention in a hakdamashir to Hilchas Chol HaMoed that there are some who compare Hilchas Lamites Malachos to Chol HaMoed in a much more firm way than saying that the Isser is an Isser of Tircha, and there might be rise in that direction, but it would seem from our Gemara and others, as well as the Psak in Halacha and its codification that Rav Shlomo Zalman gave, that the general Hagdor is one of Tircha, and therefore, in many cases, Psik Resha would be Mutter. To the point that I find it a little bit hard to understand the position of Rav Nissim Karelitz on Amud Kuf Ayin Zayin in the Sefer Chut Hashani. Rav Karelitz suggests the following, that even though we said, everybody agrees, that if you're doing a malacha that's mutter, letzarech hamoed, for example, you're trapping fish, or you're cutting off wood, and you're doing it, as described in the Gemara in Yud Amud Beis, that you're doing it letzarech hamoed, adaita de'etzim, so then in such a case, the fact that it's a psik resha, you're fixing the ground, is not a problem. That's only a malacha that's mutter letzarech hamoed. However, if it's not beferish letzarech hamoed, but you're moving a bench from one point to the next, and then it's inevitable that when you're dragging the bench, as a classic case in Masechet Shabbos, you're going to end up making a hole, so then in such a case, he says, then the psik resha is going to be usur. So I'm not exactly sure what Rav Nissim Karelitz is saying. Mamanav shach, if you're not allowed to move this bench because it's a tircha, so then you can't move the bench at all. If you're allowed to move the bench, because you're allowed to move a bench to be able to sit on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, then in such a case, we're not worried about the psik resha. So why does Rav Nissim Karelitz create this middle category of cooking and trapping and getting firewood? That's really letzorech moed, and then even the psik resha is mutter. But if it's only just moving a bench, so then in such a case, the psik resha is going to be usur. I find that middle category hard to understand. And at the end of the day, l'chura al pi halacha, once one is allowed to be doing it on Chol HaMoed, because it's not a malacha of tircha,
And by definition, you're not supposed to be doing any other things that are not Letzarech HaMoed. So then in such a case, L'chura, a Psik Reisha, would be Mutter as well. And therefore, you do not have to be concerned. If the action is permissible on Chol HaMoed, then presumably the Psik Reisha is not a concern as well. Except Reb Shlomo Zalman had a suffix in an instance where you could do it, b'derech acher, so then it could very well be, as a lechatchila, it could very well be that one should be machmir. But otherwise, mi'ikr d'dina, a psik resha on a malacha that's permissible on Chol HaMoed would be permissible. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Yud in Maseches Ma'id Katan.